Well, firstly, thanks very much for the opportunity to come here today and update on some of the work that the Scottish Government's doing, working with others to reform the way in which NHS community eye care services are delivered in Scotland. Most of probably what I'm going to be saying is kind of picked up on some of the principles that some of the earlier speakers have mentioned, which is about recognising the unprecedented pressures within secondary care hospital eye care services and utilising the clear capacity that exists within the community optometry sector to help support those pressures and also deliver safe, high-quality services for patients closer to their home. The backdrop to what I'll mention is essentially the NHS recovery plan that was published by the Scottish Government originally in August 2021. Seems quite a long time ago now. And in that, in terms of NHS community eye care services, there was a commitment to deliver three sort of key elements of service reform. And I'll talk about the first two briefly, and then, as has been mentioned, the main update that I'm here today to deliver is on the community glaucoma service, which is just in the process of starting to be rolled out. So I'll start off in terms of the low vision service, which many of you will be aware of because you've heard about that from earlier events here. And in some respects, many people here will probably have the most interest in this one. So just for a bit of background for those that are not aware of what that is, you're probably aware of what low vision services typically involve, but the national low vision service that the Scottish Government's committed to delivering essentially is looking at the success of essentially a similar scheme that exists in Wales and has been there in Wales for a number of years. And it's essentially a national pathway for managing patients with low vision within the community optometry sector. Now, in a couple of health board areas in Scotland, that type of model already exists, but in most other health board areas, it's largely a service that's delivered in the hospitals. And because of the pressures that exist there, what you'll typically find, and this was confirmed by a review in 2017, which was published by the Scottish Government, was that essentially the experience for low vision patients in Scotland is inconsistency is almost like a postcode lottery approach, and many patients, especially those in the areas where it's delivered in the hospital setting, have significantly long waiting times. Whereas the boards in which it's delivered in a community setting, in particular NHS Ayrshire and Arran and NHS Lanarkshire, to some extent NHS Fife as well, and also in Wales, patients were typically not having to wait that long at all to get their low vision assessment. So the scope of the service essentially is to upskill community optometrists and dispensing opticians, so bring in dispensing opticians within the formal fold of NHS services provision for the first time, and accredit them to deliver the low vision service and a low vision assessment to patients. Now, the classic, many people sort of associate a low vision service with the dispensing on prescribing of low vision aids, but that's only a small part of the service. An increasing part of it is linked to the mental health aspect that have just been mentioned. In Wales, they've wrapped around depression screening as part of that. So that's the plan within Scotland, is to include that as part of a low vision assessment. And like I say, we would have a national pathway for the prescribing and the ordering of low vision aids. And the referral pathways both in and out of the service are absolutely key to that, and modelling on the Welsh Low Vision Service, what we would be envisaging to see is essentially a large variety of pathways that where you can refer into the service, self-referral, GP referral, another professional referral, and so on and so forth. Now, previously, I think maybe in terms of the updates that you've heard, that the Scottish Government has been doing some work in terms of the delivery of the low vision service. The main update I've got to sort of describe today is, as a result of the budget pressures that you'll be aware of within the Scottish Government, especially over the last 12 months, in particular the summer 2022 resource spending review, and also the emergency budget review that was published in November 2022, that has necessitated a review of the low vision service. So the Scottish Government is still committed to delivering that, but we're just in the process of just rephasing that in line with the sort of revised budgets that we have. So further information on the delivery timescale for that low vision service will be communicated communicated in due course. But I wanted to just sort of wrap up before I move on to the next service, just by outlining some of the work that Scottish Government has actually done since the NHS Recovery Plan was published. So firstly, we've worked with NHS Education for Scotland to get accreditation for the low vision course that the optometrists and the dispensing opticians will go on. So that's now being accredited by the College of Optometrists. And in fact, NES, or NHS Education for Scotland, are the first non-higher education institution in the UK to actually get accreditation from the College of Optometrists to deliver one of their courses. So that's a huge success for Scotland. Secondly, the low vision aid catalogue specification has been put together and essentially baselined. So that's the thing that is required before we can go out to a procurement, competitive procurement tendering exercise for the low vision aids. Many of, or some of the organisations within this room were involved in that, the short life working group that was formed there. So thanks again for those that contributed towards that. We also have, as you'll hear from me in terms of the Community Glaucoma Service, we've made some significant progress in terms of the IT systems, which will wrap around patient registration for the first time within community optometry. And many of the development of those systems for the Community Glaucoma Service will prove fruitful for the low vision service as well, because we're wanting to digitise pretty much as much of the processes for the professionals providing this service as possible. And also the legal directions that have been put in place for the Community Glaucoma Service, again, many of the concepts there that are established there will be relevant to the Community Low Vision Service when it comes as well. So that essentially is will mean that the pathway to delivering a lot of the detail of this service has already been done, although there are differences between the glaucoma service and the low vision service. So that's essentially the sort of the main information I wanted to provide today on the low vision service. Happy to take questions later on it when I've finished. The second of the services in the NHS Recovery Plan was, and again building on what Julie mentioned earlier about independent prescribing optometrists, as you said, about 30% of the community optometry workforce is currently independent prescriber qualified, and that's growing every single year. And we have ambitions of eventually for everyone in Scotland to have that qualification. So again, this build on the success of a couple of health boards which do this locally. We're wanting to put in place a national pathway for the management of more complex acute anterior or front eye conditions in the community. So essentially what that will involve is independent prescribing optometrists being supported by the Scottish Government through enhanced remuneration to support patients that have one of a range of 10, initially 10 complex anterior front eye conditions, rather than potentially needing to be referred into the hospital or secondary care. They'll be able to be supported in many instances within the community optometry space, and that means that they won't need to be referred into secondary care, and therefore helping reduce some of the pressures that exist there. It also means as well, because the independent prescriber has an NHS prescription pad, it means that in many instances, certainly when they're getting their first prescription of the medication, they don't need to go to the GP for that. So that will reduce pressure on GPs as well. We've made changes to legislation, to the general ophthalmic services, which is essentially the NHS-funded eye examinations. We've made changes last summer to support that scheme. So essentially now community optometrists can refer, under general ophthalmic services, can refer a patient to an independent prescriber optometrist following their eye examination. So as I say, that was done back in July 2022. We're developing a digital referral form on the Sky Gateway system, which is used by eye care professionals, and that will allow for the first time community optometrists to refer within general ophthalmic services to each other digitally, and it'll also allow the referring optometrist to receive feedback from the optometrist that the patient is referred to. Wrapped around that is obviously clear information, as has been mentioned earlier, about clearly communicating what's happening to the patient, so they understand at every step of the way what you know, why they're being referred to another optometrist is maybe not their normal optometrist. And that, like I say, that will help sort of clinical governance around that as well. We've agreed the fees with Optometry Scotland for that service. Further information, similar to the low vision service, further information on when that scheme will go live will be communicated in due course, but I'm quite hopeful that that will be later this calendar year. Moving on to the community glaucoma service, the core thing around this is introducing a national pathway for the management of patients with lower risk glaucoma or treated ocular hypertension. As mentioned, many of the concepts there about reducing variation, reducing the postcode lottery of service provision is really key to this. For the first time ever, patients under this service will actually be registered with a community optometry practice that is providing that community glaucoma service. So that is separate from the normal NHS funded eye examination structure under general ophthalmic services. We are accrediting independent prescriber optometrists to deliver that service, and again, NES or NHS Education for Scotland is the body that will deliver that qualification. This is all built upon clinical guidelines by NICE and also the SIGN 144 guidelines that were originally published in 2015, which was about glaucoma referral and safe discharge. This is not a shared care scheme, which is quite crucial. So under this scheme, the patients will be referred initially into the hospital eye service by the community optometrist with suspected glaucoma. But then once they've actually been assessed by the consultant ophthalmologist in the hospital eye service, if the consultant ophthalmologist deems them to be eligible to be discharged under this service, because, like I say, they've got low risk glaucoma, then at that point, the patient will be sent a letter from the hospital explaining that they are eligible to be discharged under this service, and they'll be given at least one, and in many cases probably more, a list of accredited community optometry practices that are providing that service that have been approved by the health board to deliver this service. And then the patient will be free to choose which of those providers that they go to. In many instances, this may not be their normal community optometry practice. So again, the communication to that is absolutely key. So both the patient information letter and the patient information leaflet that accompanies that will reassure the patients, obviously, about, you know, why they're being sort of discharged. And then essentially, because glaucoma is a lifelong condition, as far as possible, the patient will continue to be managed under that service by the community optometry practice. They may need to be referred at some point back into secondary care, and that's not a problem. The facility to do that will be there. It's underpinned by the National Ophthalmology Electronic Patient Record System, or the EPR system, which has been mentioned by a couple of people. Without going into too much detail there, that is a game changer because it allows, really for the first time, the consultant ophthalmologist in the hospital eye service to digitally sort of share information with the community optometrists that are providing this community glaucoma service. There is eventual ambitions to roll out access to the EPR system to all community optometrists in Scotland, but right now the priority is on rolling it out within the hospital eye services in Scotland, and also crucially given access in the first instance to the community optometrist providing this community glaucoma service. It will be a real game changer because it underpins all of the service reform there. The community glaucoma service is underpinned by legal directions. They can be found online on the ice.scot website. And there is risk stratification of patients. There's going to be robust clinical governance arrangements put in place. The funding and remuneration model for the community optometry practices providing that service has been agreed with Optometry Scotland. There'll be ongoing evaluation of the programme as well, and including a service review board. And it's also important that the voice of patients is listened to in terms of this service. So what I should have explained is right before we even started designing this service, a few years ago, we started sort of engaging with patients through the International Glaucoma Association, now Glaucoma UK, to listen to patients. And the overwhelming feedback was that many would be extremely happy to receive this care from their community optometrist. And once the service is starting to be rolled out and live, it's important that we continue to listen to that patient voice as well. Just briefly, to give you a latest status in terms of where we are rolling all of this out, the first letters to go out to patients under this service are imminent. Basically, they're ready to be issued in some areas of NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde. We have a meeting this evening, actually, with NHS Lanarkshire Primary and Secondary Care to discuss how it will be rolled out within that board. We've just on Sunday there, the application process for quite a number of the majority of health boards in Scotland closed, and although we haven't had the information back from the health boards yet, the early signs are that there's been significant appetite by the community optometrists and practices to provide this service, which is really great to see. It just shows you the appetite out there to the desire to provide this service. So we're hoping that in most areas of Scotland the service should be in a process to be rolled out from early 2024-25 financial year. But like I say, within the upcoming financial year, we're hoping a few boards will actually be going live with the service. So yeah, I think it's a game changer, this service. As I say, it's a national pathway. We're moving away, I think, from there'll still be a space for local board driven and funded schemes, but as far as possible, we want to move into that space now of getting a general consensus both within primary care, secondary care, and also with sight loss sector about more national level pathway services, which will provide, like I say, will eliminate that postcode lottery that tends to exist in many places. So I've probably spoken for longer than I was supposed to, but hopefully that has been informative, and I'm happy to take any more questions when I've sat back down at the end. Thank you.